Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin daf Samach Tes. We're on the Mishnah on Samach Tes. The Mishnah is still in the third parak on daf Samach Tes. So the Mishnah we had been discussing, the previous Mishnah was explaining what type of bia causes the vlad to be a mamzer, and the din of a mamzer is that it's usher for him and his generations that follow him to marry Yisraelim Kasherim. Right, the pasuk says Lo Yovel Mamzer B'Kal Hashem Gam Dora Siri Lo Yovel Lo B'Kal Hashem. But our Mishnah is going to explain to us a way that we can be Metahir Mamzerim. We can quote purify the Mamzerim and therefore rid the next generation of the Mamzer status and allow that child to now marry into Kahal Yisrael. So Rabbi Tarfon says Yecholin Mamzerim L'Tahir. I have a way whereby I can be Metahir Mamzerim and get rid of their psul. So that they're not themselves, but they won't transfer on to the children. How? Ketzad. Mamzer is a nasa shivcha. Let's take the mamzer. Let him marry a shivcha kananis. Okay? And we have lad Evan, because we said that if you marry a goya, or you marry a shivcha kananis or a goya, then the child is miyuchas after the mother. So therefore, this child becomes an evet, just like its mother is. Right? So then what do you do? Shichro, the adon, the husband, should be Meshachwer, the son, or the child, Nimtza HaBen, Ben Chorin. And then the child, the son, is a Ben Chorin, because he's Miuchas after the mother. The mother's an Ef Shivcha, so he's an Eved. Then when you free him, he's a regular guy, because he was not Miuchas after the father. Rabbi Lezer Omer, no. Rabbi Lezer says, no, there's no Takana. Hare Zeh Eved Mamzer. That when this child is born, he has the status of both parents. Not only is he an Eved, just like the mother, he's also a Mamzer, like the father. And he's going to learn this out from Sukkim, and therefore you're not going to be Matar that Eved, because that Eved still has the status of Mamzer once it's born. So we'll talk about that a little more in a bit. Let's just go into the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Yibayilhu, they ask, Rabbi Tarfon, Lidchathila Ka'amar, Odi Aved Ka'amar. Rabbi Tarfon, who says that you can do this sort of Tahara process for the mamzer, does he mean you can do this l'chadchila? Meaning your mutter l'chadchila to marry shifcha kananis and then get the Yisrael kasher out of it by freeing the offspring? Oh, the eved kamar. Or did he say that b'di eved, if the mamzer marries a shifcha, then you can go ahead and free the child and make the child be free from being a mamzer? Is this l'chadchila or is this b'di eved? So Gemara says Tashma. Let's bring a raya. We're trying to bring a raya from a brisa now that Rabbi Tarfon says that this mutter is we're trying to bring rayos, and the end we're going to say it's mutter l'chadchila. So Tashma, the brisa says, Amru lo l'Rabbi Tarfon. They said to Rabbi Tarfon, Tiharta es hazichorim, velo tiharta es hanikevos. By doing this, you would be mitaher, the offspring of a male mamzer, of a mamzer. But you will not be mitaher, the offspring of a mamzeres, of a nikevos. Why? Because right now the svara is, look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Tihartes hazacharim." How? Sheyechu l'makom she'ein makirin. They'll go to a place where nobody knows them. V'yomar, and he'll say, "Evedani v'nosa shivcha ve'ein mocha biyada." He'll say, "I'm an eved, and therefore I can marry the shivcha. No one will be the wiser because no one, he can hide the fact that he's a free person." And we'll talk about that. So, how can a mamzer marry a shivcha? Mamzer has to put on tefillin. Mamzer can't eat treif. It's a full Jew. It says a pgam. It's usher to marry a shivcha. Only an Eved Ivri can marry a shivcha. So, how's the Gemara saying lechatchila you can marry a shivcha? So, we'll talk about it. Famous answer of Rabbeinu Tam. And Mechokos Rabbeinu Tam Rambam. We'll get to that in a minute. So Gemara says, right? Rashi says tihart zecharim, but as in the kavos lo tihart. Why Rashi says ain derech isha legalos mimkoma. It's not the derech at that time for a woman to travel from place to place. Ulevakish tachbulos linase b'seiser me'achar sheyesh mochin biyada. It's not the derech of a woman to go travel somewhere else. I'm not sure I understand the havmina here, because you'll see that the maskana is clear. It has to be what's going on here. It's not the derech of a woman to go travel somewhere else and therefore hide the fact that she's a mamzeres and therefore marry an eved. So you see, really, it's only b'di'evet, right? Tiharta es ha zecharim v'lo es ha nekevos. V'yam marta l'chachil ka'amar. And if you say that Rabbi Tarfon says that you can do this l'chachil, mamzeres namiti nasev la'avda. Let a mamzeres also marry an eved v'heter. Why does she have to go ahead and search for ways to go ahead and marry the eved? Let her marry l'chachil. Gemara says, what are you talking about? It doesn't work. It simply doesn't work for mamzeres to marry an eved because eved ein lo chayis. We just said that an eved has no yichus. It's one of the curses that happened to Cham. There's no yichus for the Eved. If the Eved, if the Mamzeres marries the Eved, then the child goes after the mother. It doesn't go after the Eved. So the child's being a mamzer. So it's not that Rabbi Tarfon says, you can't do it for a mamzeris. Ein hachanami. This works only for a mamzer. It doesn't work for a mamzeris. So he said, mamzeris, Eved ein milchayis, because the zar is not miyachas afterwards. Because we said an Eved is zomel l'chamur. The chamur doesn't have any, doesn't go after the father. So only by a mamzer zacher who marries a shifcha kananis that they have the takana that there will be misyaches after the shifcha, and therefore you can free the child, and that child won't be a mamzer anymore. So the Gemara says, now we're going to bring another raya that it's mutter lechakhila to do this trick. Tashma, there's a maisa that happened. The ushpichzinya de Rabbi Simloi, a person that Rabbi Simloi used to be a guest by that person's house, mamzer have. He happened to be a mamzer. But amr lei, even. It's amazing. You think now, mamzerus happens now with people who go up to derech and the woman doesn't get a get. Even in times of the Gemara, you had these situations. Human nature, I guess, doesn't change over time. Mamzer habi, guy was a mamzer. But Amr Lei and Rav Simloi said to his host, I ak damatach. Had I known you before you got married, tahartinu levanach, I would have had a way in order to be mitahir your sons, your children. So, if you say that Rabbi Tarfon's din is that you could do this, then shapir. Then I understand what the Eitzer of Simloi would have given. But if you said it's only that this is the way Rabbi Tarfon says you can be mitahir mamzer, it's only good b'di'eved. My nihu, what would have been the Eitzer that Rabbi Simloi could have given to this host in order to purify his children from mamzerus? The Gemara said, wait, I can find the case. The Nasiba Eitza, he could have given the advice, but Amrle, Zilganov, go ahead and steal. Also, Bikasha, how can you do that? Go ahead and steal. The Izdabin be Eved Ivri, and be sold yourself as an Eved Ivri, become an Eved Ivri. And therefore what? An Eved Ivri is allowed to marry Shifa Kananis, and that would be Beheter, and the children will be Avadim just like him. And when they get free, when these kids will get free, good question is, if these kids get free, then they would be Yisraeli Kasherim v'lo Mamzerim. So the Gemara says, that can't be. U'b'shnei d'Rav Simloi Eved Ivri mihava. During the years of Rav Simloi, they didn't have the concept of Eved Ivri, because Eved Ivri only exists in the time of a Yovel. There was no Yovel already at the time of Rav Simloi. V'ha'amamar ain't Eved Ivri noeg ela b'zman sh'ha'yovel noeg. Eved Ivri only exists if there's Yovel. There's no Yovel, there's no Eved Ivri. So how can Rav Simloi have given him the Eitzah to go sell yourself into Avdus Ivri? So Elalash Mamina, Rabbi Tarfon Lechachila Ka'amar Shmamina. You see from here that Rabbi Tarfon says Lechachila, this is what you can do, and that's right. So Lechachila, in order to be Matar Mamzerim, if the father is a Mamzer, not the woman's a Mamzer, if the father is a Mamzer, he can marry a Shifcha Kananis, and then free the children, and the children will not have the pagam of Mamzerus. So many questions. Question number one, Menachem raised already. How can we allow the Mamzer to marry a Shifcha Kananis? It's usher for a Jew to marry a non-Jew. Right? Shifcha Kananis is a non-Jew. And he's a Mamzer. Mamzer is still a full Jew. You can't, because a Mamzer can't say, I'm a Mamzer, I'm going to eat treif. He can. He's chayiv in Tayyog Mitzvos. He just has this pagam that he can't marry into Kal Yisrael. He's still a Jew. So all the Rishonim said, well, look at the Ran. The Ran says, Ve'im Tomer. I always say that. No one has the article. Ve'im Tomer. Mamzer, amai mutter b'shivcha. Why is a Mamzer mutter b'shivcha? Sharei chayiv hu b'chol lavim shevetorah. He's chayiv in all the lavim b'torah. M'chuyav v'shal lavim d'chitun. He's the same marry of chitun. Look, it's chanim b'am. You can't marry them. So he asr hu b'avodas chachavim. He's not allowed to marry an Ovis Chachavim. Umay Shnaim Meshuchar. Why is he any different than an Eved Ivri, an Eved Kanani who became free? The Asra Filu B'Shivcha, who's Asra by Shivcha. Gremim B'Sharikah Shaleach, Lisa Shivcha in Yochel. That whole, so Teres Rabbeinu Tam, the famous Rabbeinu Tam, the Lav the Shivcha Shiny. The Lav of marrying a Shivcha, the Lav of a Jew to marry a Shivcha is different. Why? Mida'afki B'Lashin Lo Yeh Kadesh. It doesn't say, the Torah doesn't say, Lo Tinase Shivcha. The Torah uses the Lashin of Lo Yeh Kadesh. Kadesh is one of those words that has opposite meanings. It can be kadosh, mean holy, or kadesh, it can mean impure, right? Which one of those? Kadesha. Kadesha, right? It's one of those words. What was the other word I found? I wrote down somewhere. Chesed, right? I think chesed also is one of those words that can be thing, or chastahi, which is a terrible thing that happens. But it's one of those words that means two things. So he says, "Mida apki b'lashin lo yekadesh mashma she'ein mamzer bechlal shekaven sheyusi rasul be'aveir kadosh ve'ometu." The whole idea of not marrying a shifcha is because you're going to make it a kadesh. You're going to make it something impure. But this mamzer already has the impurity in him. So Rabbeinu Tam is saying this because he came out from this illicit relationship. So by marrying the Shivcha, he's not going to violate the Lo Yeh Kadesh, because he's already Kadesh. He's already impure. So all the reason to bring down this Rabbeinu Tam. This is how Rabbeinu Tam answers. So therefore, it doesn't apply. It simply doesn't apply to a mamzer, because a mamzer is already kadesh. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, they all bring the Ram. We just saw they all bring down this Rabbeinu Tam because the Isser is learned from Lo Yeh Kadesh, and therefore a mamzer is mutter because he's kadesh for omed. I heard a vort from the name of Rav Hirsch. So why is kadesh both ways? What's the point of having? So he says it's all in your hands. It's all in your hands. You want to make the world is in front of us. It's not that we're supposed to abstain from the world. The world is in front of us, and we're supposed to take advantage of the world. But it's within our hands whether we make a kadesh in an impure way or we make a kadosh in a pure way. So it's all in the hands of how you approach and how you behave. Okay, but the Rambam in Hilchos Yisur Biya says that the isser of marrying a shifcha was only in the Rabbanan. He says they didn't make the gzera when it comes to mamzerim. Okay, they didn't make that gzera. So, but just to be clear about this, we do paskin this way, but and Shulchan Aruch paskins that way in Hilchos Pir Rivya in Siman Dalet Halacha Chaf. He says lefichach mamzer nosi lichatchila shifcha. Who marry a shifcha for free, lichatchila. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes, and he quotes the Beis Yosef, quotes Rabbi Yerucham. It's not stam. You just take a guy and say, oh, you're going to be a shifcha. Now, the shifcha has to really be misgayeres and be mekabelus, mekabel mitzvahs on her and do tefillah. He says, Rabbi Yerucham, kasa Rabbi Yerucham, is in the Beis Yosef, that shifcha zo shehiti Rabbi Tarfa Lisa oso, hamamzer tzricha shetikabel alea mitzvah shechayeves bo. She really has to do a kabbalas mitzvah, but kabbalas mitzvah l'shem shifcha. Kabbalas mitzvah, right? V'titva l'shem Abdus, and she has to do tefillah l'shem Abdus. Dim lo kein kusisi. If she's not, then she's purely just a goy, right? V'lo yamatir Rabbi Tarfa l'mamzer nosa. Rabbi Tarfa will not allow you to marry a goy. He's not allowing you to marry a shivcha. So you have to get this. How do you do it? The Bismar said, how does it work? Maybe theoretically, I guess in theory it works. In practice, I'm not sure how that would work. Maybe there might even be problems of dina machuz adina about trying to be a conus of something. You're not allowed to have own slaves. What? Yeah, 13th Amendment. You're not allowed to own slaves. Maybe this isn't a real slave. Anyway, but that's the case. So the Bnei Yeshua asks, why give us case? Why don't you say let him marry a guy? Let him marry a guy, and the children will be misgayer. So Bnei Yeshua says, because it's not clear that the children will convert. If they marry a guy, kids are goyim. It's not kids. But at least when you marry a shivcha, the children are of a Kanani, and they have to mechuyev in mitzvos. And then you can free them, and they automatically become Jews, Baal Karcha. Okay. So the question is also, how can you free the Evan? Ola Mehenta Vodu. So based on the Ran and getting Ola Mehenta Vodu only means if there's no reason to free them, you're just doing it stam. But if you get a benefit out of it, you get paid, you get some sort of benefit. So okay, the benefit is clear. The benefit is my children are not going to be mamzerim anymore. So that's why it's okay. If you look, the Rashash brings down the Ran in Gittin. Okay, let's go weiter. So now we got to go to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer Omer Hareza Evan Mamzer. He doesn't hold up all this. He says that the Evan is a Mamzer. Oh, something else to say. Okay, he says the Evan is a Mamzer. Why? The Omer Krok, as the Pasuk says, by a Mamzer, the Pasuk says, Gamdor Asiri Lo Yavo Lo, focus on the word Lo Bekal Hashem. Right, so he says low. What do we learn from the pasuk of Yavo low? That the mamzerus continues until constantly. Halach achar psulo. It's miyaches after both of them. It says low. Low means that the mamzer is also miyaches after the father, and therefore this vlad is also miyaches after the father, and he's an eben mamzer. The rabbanon. What do the rabbanon say? The rabbanon say hahu. Right. What does this teach us? Hahu be yisrael shenam nasa mamzerus. This is coming to teach us that be yisrael that marries a mamzerus. The sakadai the chamilim mishpachos and leis avosam ksev. You would think that you go after the father because when it goes to yichus, when he's two yisraeli marry, the yichus follows the father. So this is yisrael marrying a yisraeli. She happens to be mamzerus. You would think that she goes after the father, not be a mamzer. Also low, so the pasuk says lo yavo low, but apke. It takes us out of the din of the mishkosam base of osam, and this person still follows the gam that the mother has. So Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer says, apa got the kasa of the mishkosam base of osam, even though it says the mishkosam base of osam, that the vlad is mishyachas after the father. Nevertheless, also low, but apke. The low comes in as apke. Hachanami, so too by the child of a mamzer and a shivcha. Even though it says that the isha and the children belong to the adon, right? And therefore you see that the vlad is miyaches after the mother, after the shivcha. Also, the lo comes for apke and takes us out of that din. And therefore he's also miyaches after the father. for Rabbanan, Rabbanan being Rabbi Tarfon, what do they say? They say, Kol Vlad b'nei Shifcha Kananis, any Vlad in the womb of a Shifcha Kananis, ki Vlad b'nei behemadami. It's like a Vlad in an animal, meaning it's not miyachas to the father. The father doesn't have the yichus to a donkey that's born. So too, the Vlad inside, it's not nice language that the Gemara is using, it's not PC language, but who cares? The child is considered like it's a chamor, and therefore there's no yichus after the father. Just another quick things. We'll try to go quickly. Gemara said that one of the eitzas, the havami was that the eitzah that Rav Simloi gave was that you should go ahead and steal. You could just go ahead and steal, and then you become an Eved Ivri. So Gemara says, Rashi asks, how can you tell him to steal? It's Asar, right? So, but the Gemara doesn't even ask that question. The Gemara asks basically that there's no Eved Ivri Bizman, Eved Ivri Bizman is there. So, he says, maybe you can answer that you can become an Eved Ivri even without stealing by selling yourself just an Eved Ivri. But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that he's told him to steal. So maybe you can say because the ends justify the means in this case, because you want to try to get free of the mamzerus. But another question that's asked by the Hagos Marav Ranchberg in the name of the Taz. We said that the din is begapo yavo begapo yitze, right? The din was that we learned on Dafkop in Amasechta that Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov said that from the begapo yavo begapo yitze, that if the Eved doesn't have a wife, then he's not allowed to marry Shifcha Kananis. If he does have a wife, then he's allowed to marry Shifcha Kananis. So what's the case? He said, had I known you before you got married, I would have told you to go steal, and then you'd become an Eved if you marry Shifcha Kananis. But he can't marry Shifcha Kananis. He only can marry Shifcha Kananis if he's already married. And he's saying, I would have told you to marry Shifcha Kananis if you weren't married. But in that case, he's not allowed to marry Shifcha Kananis. Right? So some of the answers they say, the Taz answers that when it says that you can't marry Shifcha Kananis if you are not previously married, the Taz says that's only that his master can't force him to marry Shifcha Kananis in that instance. But if he wants to, he can. That's a big chiddush. But I think maybe you could say, I don't know if we mentioned a while back, there's from Rav Sternbach, he says the reason is why it seems to be counterintuitive. If he has a family, he can marry Shifcha Kananis. So Sternbach said the reason is because if he has a family, marriage of Kananis already know what a Jewish life is. He's going to go back to his wife after he goes free. But here, by the Mamzer, there's nowhere for him to go back to. He's a Mamzer. He doesn't have a Jewish family. He doesn't have a family. So still in that instance, you can... I don't know if that's true. That's just something I think. But maybe that's how you can answer. Okay. Next. We're going to start Hajjalach HaOmer, Hajjalach HaOmer, Hajjalach HaOmer. Now we start the last parak of Maseches Kiddushim. Home stretch. So home stretch of Seder Noshim, actually. So... So Gemara, now we're going to talk about the Mishnah. Is now we're going to explain that there were 10 types of yuchsin. Not necessarily, there were 10 types of categories of people that came up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael at the time that Ezra, at the times of Ezra. Gemara says, Asari yuchsin, 10 types of 10 categories of people. Olu came up with Ezra mi Bavel, right? And what are they? The Kohanim, Leviim, Yisraelim, Chalalim. Those are Kohanim that were Nishalalu. Gerim, Charurim, which are Evadim that were freed, Mamzeri, actual Mamzerim, Nisinim, those are the Givonim, Machlokus, whether that they were Geriyam, or not, those are the Givonim, right? Shtuki Vasufi. Shtuki is a Suffolk Mamzer, and we're going to explain what a Shtuki and a Sufi means in the Mishnah. These are the 10 categories that came up. So now the Gemara Mishnah explains who's allowed to marry whom. So Kohani, Levi of Yisrael, Mutarim of Ozeb Bezeb. Those three categories, of Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, pure Yichus, they can marry each other. Our halachic ramifications of marrying each other, you know, Bas Kohen loses the right to eat truma, but they're allowed to marry each other. Then the next stage is Leviya Yisraeli, Chaloli Geri Charuri Mutar Levolazeh. A Levi in Israel can marry Chalolim, can marry Gerim, he can marry Charurim, they're all mutter them. Just a Kohen can't marry there. So why can't a Kohen marry a Ger? What's the problem with a Kohen marrying a Ger? So it's a machlokas. Rashi says that Kohanim are Asurim with a Gioris and a Mishukhareks because they are Bechesko Zona. It's because that when they were not Jewish, they were Zona. So it's from there it seems to indicate that if it's talking about a little girl or somebody we know for a fact was not Mizana, maybe a Kohen can marry that type of Gioris. But the Russian Yavamos Perek Vav, Simon Vav says no, that even if we know for a fact that she was not Mizana, it's still Usher because the whole category of Akum is defined as a Zona and therefore can't marry a Kohen. But the Rashba in Yavamos and Das Samach and there's a Raivan in Hilchos Sirubira Parak Yeches Halacha Gimel say it's nothing to do with Zona, it's just the Pasuk. The Pasuk in Yechesko says,
in Besulos Mizera Yisrael. You only can marry Besulos Mizera Yisrael. It's not nothing to do with Zona, just the Xeris HaKasav from Yecheskel. Nevertheless, Xeris HaKasav, that they have to marry a Jewish girl. So that's that case. And the next case is Geri. Gerim, Charuri, Mamzeri, Nisini, Shtuki, Vasufi, Kulum, Mutarim, Lavo, Zelazeh. The Gerim, the Charurim, and the Mamzerim can marry each other. This time the holds that the Gerim and the Mishukrarim, I guess, are not Kahal Hashem. Because it says, you know, a Mamzer can't vote with Kahal Hashem. And they're saying that Gerim and Mishukrarim are not Kahal Hashem, and therefore they are mutter to marry the Mamzerim. Okay. So the Elohim Shisuki, what's considered Shisuki? Kol Shehu Makir's Imo, the Enu Makir's Aviv. Someone who knows who his mother is, but doesn't know who his father is. Unfortunately, this happens often in certain communities, Mizmanazah. It's a very unfortunate thing. It's terrible for the child as well. So since the mother was Nisabra Biznus, he's considered a Shtuki, because when he calls out for his father, his mother quiets him. You don't know who the father is. And what's an Asufi? Vasufi, Kol Shenesaf Min Ashuk, right? The Eno Makilois Aviv is Imo. Somebody who we just pick up a kid in the street. We see a kid in the street because we don't recognize, we gather him from the street because we don't know who his mother or his father is. You know, someone left at the doorstep. You just don't know who they are. That's considered an Asufi. Right? Abishol, how you kayakor the Shduki, Abishol used to call the Shisuki Baduki. He would call it Baduki, from the lesson of Badika, of searching, because he would think that it's worthwhile to check and add to the mother. If the mother says that she was Nival Behek, but if someone was kosher, then the trial would be kosher. Okay? So the Gemara says, Asari Yoksen Olumi Bavel. 10 categories of people came up from Bavel. So my era, the sunny Olumi Bavel. Why is it Olu? That they went up from Bavel. Nisni Hochul Eretz Yisrael. Let's say that they went to Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara says, Milsa Agev Orcha Kamash Malan. It's coming to teach us a separate thing. Ki the sign, like learning a Brisa. The Pasuk says in Devarim, right? The Kamta Valisa El Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem Lekecha. Right? You should get up and go up to the place, to the Beis HaMikdash. That's where the Beis Din Gadol is. It says the Lashon of Valisa. Right, so that's Malamid. Should Beis Hamikdash Gavoa Mikol Eretz Yisrael comes and teaches that the Beis Hamikdash is at the highest point of Eretz Yisrael. The Eretz Yisrael Gavoa Mikol Aratzos, and Eretz Yisrael is higher than all the other Aratzos. That's not true. Number one, the Beis Hamikdash is not the highest point in Yerushalayim. I think there's a Gemara, I think it's Zvachon, talks about if it wasn't the highest point of Yerushalayim, then the river that was flowing through would end up flowing upstream. So it's not. It's the highest point. And it says being safe of Shachin. Right, the whole point of Yerushalayim is in between two mountains. It's not the highest point. And Eretz Yisrael is certainly not higher than the Himalaya mountains. It's not higher even than the mountains in Lebanon. It's not true. So what does it mean? So So some of the answers that it's spiritual. It's the spiritual higher plane. That's what it is. Aliyah, you're going up. It's a spiritual higher plane. Okay, but Eretz Yisrael is more spiritual. But some say that the Marsha says that Eretz Yisrael, if you look at Eretz Yisrael, is the center. When you say highest, it means it's the most important part. It's the center of the world, and that's true. It's the center of the world. Anything that takes place in Eretz Yisrael is always in the first front page of the Times. It's the most, not that that's a raya, but still that it's just very, everything that always happens in Eretz Yisrael is always taken out of proportion as being one of the most important things. So that's what it is. But Lemaisa, it's just not true. That's the highest. It's the highest point. The Gemara says, "Bishlama Beis Hamikdash Gavol Mikol Eretz Yisrael." You see from this pasuk that the Beis Hamikdash is higher than all of Eretz Yisrael. Hayim Deksiv, and that's why the pasuk says, right? The pasuk says, "Divrei Ribos Bisharecha," and it says, "Vakam Tivalisa Makom Hashem Yivchar Hashem Lekecha." So you went up to the Beis Hamikdash, but Ella Eretz Yisrael Gavol Mikol Eretz Yisrael. How do we know that Eretz Yisrael is higher? This only talks about the Beis Hamikdash. How do we know that Eretz Yisrael is higher than all the other Eretzos? So the Deksiv, because the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, this is one of the few Gemaras this whole daf that actually quotes full pesukim. You don't have to do full psukim. Makes it harder. You have to put make notes. It says Lachain, the pasuk in Yirmiyahu says in Perek Zayin pasuk Yudal and Tesvav. It says Lachain, Hine Yamim Ba'im Neum Hashem Lo Yemer Od Chay Hashem Hashem Heles Bnei Yisrael Me'Eretz Yisrael. We're not going to say Chay Hashem who brought Bnei Yisrael out of Eretz Yisrael. Ki Im Chay Hashem, we say Long Live God Hashem Heles V'Hashem Hevi Es Bnei Yisrael Me'Eretz Tzafon U'Mikol Ha'Aratzos Hashem Hidichtem Sham. The one who brought all Bnei Yisrael from all the world and brought them up to Eretz Yisrael. So you see from here, the Lashon Hashem Heles Me'Eretz Tzafon U'Mikol Ha'Aratzos Eretz Tzafon is Bavel and Kol Ha'Aratzos all the other lands and Hele brought them up to Eretz Yisrael. You see that Eretz Yisrael is higher than all the other countries.
It's
Aliyah L'Regel. It's Aliyah L'Regel, but it's Ela Makom. It says Ela Makom Hashem Yivchar Hashem Lekecha. Right.
Every time they go back and forth between Mitzrayim and.
Right, so maybe that's only, maybe the problem is that it's only talking about Mitzrayim. Maybe Mitzrayim is lower than, maybe we need a pasuk to teach us that all, that it's higher than all of the rest of the world. Which, no, no. Okay. So the Gemara says, the Gemara asks again, my ear the sunny olumi Babel. Why do you say that they came up from Babel? Nisni olu Eretz Yisrael. So these 10 categories went up to Eretz Yisrael. I mean, they came up from Babel. So comes to teach Misaili the Rabbi Elazar. This comes to be a siyua to what Rabbi Elazar taught us. To Allah Rabbi Elazar. Elazar says, Lo Allah Ezra mi Babel. Ezra did not go up to Babel. Acha asa'a kisolis nikiyah the Allah. Until he made Babel completely clean from psulim, he made like a solus nikiyah, a fine flour, right? So that there he was afraid that the kshemim that were staying in Babel would mix with the non-kshemim. So he separated everybody. He identified all the kshemim, right? And then he was mavdil the kshemim, and he took the non-kshemim, all the psulim, he took with him to Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi explains what's going on. Misaili the Rebbe Elazar, the last wise line. The whole purpose of Ezra bringing everybody back to Eretz Yisrael was to clean, was to purify the people in Babel, right? He saw that there was an earbook going on between the people of good Yichus and the people who were psulim. And he saw that the Chachmei Ador are going to go up with him to Eretz Yisrael. There'll be no one left in Babel to check the Yichus. So Amar v'hifrish p'sulehen, v'holichon imo. He took all the psulim and he marched them with him to Eretz Yisrael. V'hador shero hafrash asam, he kiru behem, v'lo kasher shis arvu behem, elu ha'psulim olin. And therefore, and he left all the kosher people in Eretz Yisrael who are not going to be mixing with the non-kosher. L'doros habayim, nami, came, and that happens later also. So he took left all the pure people in Eretz Bavos, they don't have to worry. But he took all the non-pure people, non-miyuchas people, I should say, all the non-miyuchas people, with him with the Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael, they could figure out who's who. But in Babel, they didn't have the Gedolim anymore to figure out who's who. That's what he did. So that's why he says, he ogum mi Babel. He took him out of Babel. So Gemara now brings a machlokas, Abaye Barabba, about the Lashon of our Mishnah. Itmar. Abaye Amar Olu Me'aleim Tanan. Abaye says, that it says Olu, the Olu mi Babel, meaning that all these psulim came out from Babel and went to Eretz Yisrael at their own volition. The Rabbah Amar He'elum Tanan. No, our Mishnah says He'elum. Ezra took them by Karfa. He forced them to go up. The Kamiplagi be the Rabbi Elazar. And then Machlokas is about in Rabbi Elazar. The Amar Rabbi Elazar, Lo Allah Ezra mi Babel, Acha Asok, Solis Nikia, the Allah. Abaye less laid the Rabbi Elazar. Abaye doesn't hold like Rabbi Elazar that Ezra did this to be. And therefore, the Pesulim just went up by themselves. They didn't want to stick around. I guess they were being. The aristocracy was not treating them well. I don't know. It's conjecture. And they went to Eretz Yisrael. They had the opportunity. Right, but Rava is the Rabbi Lazar. Rava says that no, that Ezra did do this, and therefore he forced them. Once he separated them, what are you going to do? So he forced them to go up to Eretz Yisrael with him. Ibai Seimo, or you can say the Kulei Alma Islu the Rabbi Lazar. Everyone holds like Rabbi Lazar, even Abaye. B'Hachav Makam Iflagi. What's the machlokas then? Mar Sala Efrusi Afrishinu Binafshi Sliku. Abaye holds that Ezra, all Ezra did was mavdil the psulim from the ksherim, in order that the ksherim be makir and they won't mix with them. But he didn't force them to go up. But after the psulim recognized that the Anshei Babel who were left are not going to marry them, so they went up by themselves. They went by themselves in Eretz Yisrael, so people won't know their psul. Because in Eretz Yisrael, there was no one else. They went to Eretz Yisrael. Right? Everyone tries to, you know, make better yichus. You know, it's good for shiduchim. Otherwise, you're not going to, I mean, this is real serious stuff here. This is not, you know, stamp stuff. This is actual yichus. Right? Umar Savar, and one says, Rava says, Baal Karchai Vaskino. No, he forced them to go up by themselves because there was Choshesh maybe that they would still mix with the Bali Miyuchas in Babel. Now the Gemara is going to make a few questions on Rava. So Bishlam Allah Manda Amr Alu, it makes sense according to Abaye who says that Alu means they went up by themselves. Hainu de Amr, this is what it says, the words of Rabbi Yehuda Amr Shmuel, what did Rabbi Yehuda Amr Shmuel say? Kol Aratzos Isil Eretz Yisrael. All the lands of the world are considered a mixture of miyuchas and non-miyuchas in comparison to Eretz Yisrael. They have a lot of psulim that are mixed inside. Therefore, there's a lot of suffix psulim, the yichus. There's a suffix regarding all those to Eretz Yisrael. But Eretz Yisrael, Yisrael Bavel. But Eretz Yisrael is considered a mixture with all the suffix psulim when it comes to Bavel. Bavel is the pure breeds, right? So they're all in miyuchas. El Amanda Amar Helu, but according to Amanda Amar, who said that he forced all the psulim to go to Eretz Yisrael, made the Yadinu. We know who the psulim are. So why is he saying it's a mixture compared to Babel? If he forced them to go up, we know who each and every one of the psulim are. So it's not a mixture. It's also pure. It's also fine. You know who everybody is. Why do you have to be choshish that they were in this Arva, the psulim, in Eretz Yisrael, more than they were in this Arva in Bavel? So the Gemara answer is simply, when the Hidi, Yodi, Luhudara, you're right, in Chanami, in that generation, we knew who the psulim were, but Lidara Achrina lo Yodi, but the next generations, we're not going to be makir who the psulim are, because maybe they got married and mixed together. Therefore, even according to Rava, it's the yuchsam of Eretz Yisrael is considered an Issa, like a mixture, in comparison to Bavel. So Gemara asks another question on Rava. Bishlama lemanda amar olu. It makes sense according to Abaye, who says that the psulim came up by themselves. This is what the pasuk says in Ezra. It's in Perches pasuk Tezvav. Ezra on the way up, on the way of bringing everybody to Eretz Yisrael. He says the ekabseim el hanar haba alach achva. I gathered them by the river. Benachne sham yomim shloshim. We sat there for 3 days. Vavina ba'am v'kohanim. I found Yisraelim. I found kohanim. Ubnei Levi lo matzasi sham. I didn't find any Leviim, which is a question because the Mishnah just said that Leviim went up from Bavel. But Ezra says he didn't find any Leviim when he brought up. Right, so therefore, if you say that they went up by themselves and Ezra enforced them, then he didn't know who was coming. He separated them according to Abaye. They went up by themselves. Whoever wanted to go up went. Whoever didn't want to go didn't go. So Ezra didn't know who came, and he realized now they're no Leviim. Right, El Amanda Amar Helum, according to Amanda Amar, who says that he forced them to go up. How did Ezra not know who was with him? Ha Mizas Rizi, Zahiri. He was Nizar to check everybody, and he forced the psalm to go up. So whether Levim or not Levim, Ezra would have known, because he took count of who was going, because he forced them to go up. So the question we just asked, though, was a good question. The Mishnah said that Levim went up with Ezra, and this Limud says, from this Pasuk says, that he checked around and there was no Levim with him. So what does it mean that Levim went up to Bavel? So some say that there were Levim that were there a little beforehand. There was another people that went up by the time of Ezra Bavel. They went up and Levim went there. Others say that what happened was here is he didn't find Levim who were kosher to give shear, because what Levim did, the Levim chopped off their thumbs, because Nebuchadnezzar asked them to play Shira, and they didn't want to, on the way out, and they didn't want to play Shira, so they chopped off their thumbs in order not to have to play the instruments for Nebuchadnezzar. So he said there was no Levim here who could do Shira, who could play the instruments. So that enters into another machlokas where playing the instruments is actually the Miak of the Karbanos. Some say that even not all the instruments even needed your thumb to play. Whatever, that's a different topic. But at least there's the answer why seems to be a steer between the Mishnah and here is whether or not Levium went up from Bavel. But so from say maybe with Ezra, Levium didn't go up, or with Ezra, Levium who couldn't play the instruments went. He didn't find Levium who could play the instruments. Levium chopped off their thumbs because they didn't want to play. That's the price you pay for getting a lead every Monday and Thursday. So so the Gemara says, the Mishnah said, another question on Rava. So Bishlam Alaman Damar, good according to Abaye, who said that they went up by themselves. Oh, sorry, I did that. So he says, Alaman Damar Helum, hi Mizir Ziri. So how did Ezra not know? So the Gemara answers, no. Even according to Rava, it could be that Ezra had to check them. He did Ezra Basulim, B'Chsheim lo Izdahur. He knew who the Basulim were that went up. But maybe Kshayim went up with him also. So he checked around to see maybe some Kashal Levium came with him. He checked around. They weren't any Kashal Levium that came with him. Right? That's one of the reasons why Ezra made a takana against the Levium, that they don't get the Maisa. It would go to the Kohanim, because he was upset at the Levium because they didn't go up, and he needed the Levium in the Beis HaMikdash. There weren't enough Levium in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah says that, right, that people went up with Ezra with the Kohanim Levium Yisrael. So he says, Minolon Disilku. How do we know that the Kohanim Levium Yisraelim went up with Ezra to Eretz Yisrael? Because the pasuk says in Ezra Perek Beis pasuk Ayin, VaYeshu haKohanim vaHalavim min haAm vaMishorim vaShorim vaNesinim vaRayim vaChol Yisrael vaRayim. These people came up with Ezra. Again, so here's another pasuk that Levium went with Ezra. Again, it seems to be contradictory. Then the Mishnah says Chaloli Geri vaCharuri. They also went up with Ezra. So Chaloli Minolim. How do we know that Chalolim? Meaning, how do we know that the people who were Nichlal from the Kohuna that they went up with Ezra? So the Gemara says the Sanya Rav Yosi Omer Rav Yosi said. Gedola Chazaka. The Chazaka is so powerful. How does he know Chazaka is so powerful? Shenemar, because it says by the Ole Bavel. This is in Ezra, Perak Beis, Samach Aleph, to Samach Gimel. The Pasuk says, Ubinei HaKohanim, Bnei Chavaya, Bnei HaKotz, Bnei Barzili, Asher Lokach, Mibinos Barzili HaGiladi, Isha. Their father took people, wives from Barzili HaGiladi, which made the children into Chalalim. Vayikare al shemam, and they were named, called on by their names. Elu bikshu ksavam hamisyachashim. They were looking for the ksav for the yichus papers. Vilo nimtzo, and they didn't find him. Vayig olulu, and therefore they became chalolim min akuhuna. Vayig olulu min akuhula. Vayomer hatirshasa, and their tirshasa said to them, "Who's the tirshasa?" They say it's Nehemiah. Why is he the tirshasa? I'll say in a second. Vayomer tirshasa lahem asher lo yochu mikodesh hakadoshim ad amod kohen leurim tumim. You cannot eat from kachay kachim. You can't eat karbanos until the urim tumim comes and shows that you are not chalolim. Right, but Amar Lahem, and he says to them, was also Harei Atem Deches Koschem. You are still in your chazaka that you had in Bavel. The Mehayisim Ochum Begola. What did you eat when you were in Bavel? Bekarchikvul. You ate in Truma. Afkan. So too in Eretz Yisrael. Nami Bekarchikvul. That chazaka that you ate Truma in the Truma the Rabbanan in Bavel. You can still eat Truma in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Kolach of the chazaka. So why is Nehemiah called Hatir Shasa, the permitted one? So they say because Ezra and Nehemiah was the taster. Was the wine taster for the king, and you're not allowed to drink stam yenam. So Ezra had the tirshasa. He is the one who had a heter to drink the stam yenam to test the wine. Not Ezra, Nehemiah was the one who had the heter to test the wine. Ibn Ezra and Ezra says that no tirshasa is just a lashon of shame to Pharis. That's what the Ibn Ezra says. But I'll say it's because it's heter shasa. He had the heter shasiya. He had the heter to drink. No one else had a heter to drink, which seems to over here to say that the gzeira stam yenam already existed at the time of Ezra Nehemiah, which is also, I think, a machlokas. Anyway, so the Gemara says that these guys, that these chalalim, were able to eat truma, just like they ate truma in Chutz La'aretz, they can eat truma in Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara asks, "L'man da'amar shem ma'alim mitruma liyuchsim hani da'achot truma asul esikinu." The Zaman Damar says that if you see a kohen eating truma, you can now raise him from that chazaka that eats truma that he can do the avoda. But these guys can't do the avoda; they're chalalim. So there's a problem. You're going to see these people eating truma asul esikinu. You're going to vote to bring them up mitruma liyuchsim and therefore allow them to do the karbanos. So he says, "No, shani hasam diriya chazkasayu." Over there was the chazaka was less because they were only allowed to eat truma, and the hevdel would be nicker from all the other kohanim. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, ela ma'gedola chazaka. If the whole idea is that it's the psul is nicker in them, so what was the strength of the chazaka? It says gedola chazaka. What was this? Yav Yossi said that gedola chazaka that they ate the truma. So it's master from him that makes a big that makes the chazaka stronger. So what's the story there? So he says not the mikara achu b'chum d'rabbanan. Originally in Bavel, they only ate Shumad Rabbanah, which was because they were outside, they were in Chutz La'aretz. But Vasov, Ochel B'Shumad Doraisa. In the end, they ate Shumad Doraisa. In Eretz Yisrael, Shumad Din Doraisa. So that's what the Chazaka was allowed them to eat, Shumad Doraisa. Or you can say, Ve'olam Hashanami Rabbanah Ochel. Really, in Achanami now, they also only ate Shumad Rabbanah, which would be on payrolls and other things, not Dagon Tirus for Yitzhar. And B'Doraisa Lo Ochel. But they did not eat Shumad Doraisa, right? Chimaskinan Mitshuma Liyuchsin. Right, midoraisa, midorban lo maskinan. Aye, but if they own, and therefore you have no problem of them being ola yuchsin, because the only time you say that you're going to allow someone to become a true kohen if you see him eating truma is that's if he's eating truma doraisa. These guys are only eating truma derabanan. You're not going to be confused and bring them up to pure bread kohanim. So Gemara says, ihachi yimai gedola chazaka again. So what's gedola chazaka? They ate truma derabanan in Bavel. Now they're eating truma derabanan in Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean gedola chazaka? That the strength of the chazaka is so strong it allowed us that there's a sibur that allows us to do something more for them. So Gemara says, no. To me, kara leka lemigzar mishum truma deraisa. Really, originally there was no reason in Bavel to make a gzeira. They shouldn't eat truma derabanan atu truma deraisa. There was no truma deraisa. But now, levasof, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, apagav the ikla migzar mishum truma daraisa, even though there's a reason that they shouldn't eat truma derabanan, atu that they, maybe they'll come eat truma daraisa. Nevertheless, derabanan achol with daraisa lo achol. Nevertheless, we say we don't have the chazaka allows us not to make that gzera. They can eat the truma derabanan and they don't have to eat. They don't eat truma daraisa, but there's no gzera that atu the truma daraisa. So now the Gemara says. The pasuk says, "Vayomar tirshasa." The Nehemiah said, "Lahem asher lo yochul mikodesh hakadoshim." The kodesh hakadoshim who do lo yochul hakol midi nechol. Nehemiah only told them that they can't eat kodesh kadoshim, which is karbanos. So why are you telling me now that they can only eat shumad rabbanan? The pasuk seems to say they can eat everything other than karbanos, which includes shumad araisa. So the Gemara says, "Vahaki ka'amar." This is what Nehemiah said to him: "Lo midi demikre kodesh, lo midi demikre kadoshim." Put a comma between kodesh and kachim. They can't eat kodesh, and you can't eat kachim. Right? What's that? Lo meat in the mikre kodesh. Mikre kodesh is considered truma deraisa. Because it says by truma, the chozar lo yochal kodesh. Truma is called kodesh. You can't eat truma deraisa. And then also, and lo midi the mikra kadoshim, and not things that are called kadoshim, right? The amar kro, abas kohen ki tiel ish zar, he betshumas a kadoshim lo sochel. Abas kohen can't eat the kadoshim, talking about the karbanos. So they can't eat the chuma de raisa, and they can't eat the karbanos. They can't eat the chuma de rabbanon. Amamar, the pasuk. Well, sorry, it says Bas Kohen Ki Tiel Ishzar Hibat Shumas Kadoshim Lo Sochel. She can't eat Shumas Kadoshim. Amamar Bimura Mina Kadoshim. She can't eat the Mura Mina Kadoshim Lo Sochel. She can't eat the Chaza and the Shok of the Shlamim that's given to the Kohanim to eat. Those are the things that the Kohen eats. These Kohanim who were not Miyuchas, they came with Ezra and Nechemi told them that they can't eat that Shumah Deraisa and they can't eat Kachim. All right, have a good day. Go ahead.